From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Gather, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Gather collected things. It was the most natural thing in the world to him, as ordinary as breathing. He was a round, busy badger with a great woven basket strapped to his back, and he spent his days at the Fair Share Village Academy gathering up fraction pieces and combining them into totals. Somebody would hand him 2/5 of a ribbon and 1/5 of a ribbon, and he would drop both into his basket, give it a brisk little shake, and announce the result before you had finished asking. 3/5, he would say, holding up the joined ribbon for inspection. 2 pieces, then 1 more piece, every one of them the same size. 3/5, and no fuss about it. He made it look effortless. Drop the pieces in, count them up, done. Next, please. A young mouse named Pip had been watching him work for the better part of an hour. So adding fractions is just counting? She asked, sounding faintly disappointed that it might be so simple. When the pieces all match, Gather said cheerfully, then yes, it genuinely is just counting. The trouble only begins later when somebody hands you pieces that don't match, and they always do eventually.
When Gather was a child, he learned this lesson the hard way, and it left a mark. He had grown up helping at his family's button and cloth stall in the market, where his particular job was to add up how much fabric a customer had brought. One busy afternoon, a tailor dumped a whole pile of scraps onto the counter, some of them cut into fifths, some of them cut into quarters, all of it jumbled together in a heap. "How much cloth altogether?" the tailor asked, already counting out coins. Little Gather started counting the pieces, one by one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 pieces, he announced proudly, certain he had been quick and accurate. The tailor frowned down at him. 6 pieces of what, though? Look properly. These 3 here are fifths. These 3 are quarters. They aren't the same size as each other. You can't simply lump them together and call it 6. Gather looked again, and his stomach sank. The fifths were narrow, skinny slips of cloth. The quarters were noticeably wider. He had counted them all as though they were identical, but they were nothing of the sort. 6 pieces, certainly, but 6 pieces of nothing in particular, a total that didn't actually mean anything. His ears went hot with the discovery. He had been adding things up his entire life, and it turned out he'd been doing it wrong, or at the very least only half right the whole time. You could count pieces, yes, but only if every piece was the same size as the others. "How do I fix it?" he asked quietly. The tailor's frown softened into something kinder. "You make the match first," he said, "and then you count."
Gather came to the academy years afterward, basket on his back, determined to teach the one thing that had once tripped him so badly. Slice, the old tortoise who ran the place, set a test on the table the moment Gather arrived. 2/6 of a chocolate bar and 3/6 of a chocolate bar. "Add them," he said. Gather dropped both into his basket and gave it his customary shake. 5/6, he said at once. Both of them already cut into sixths. The pieces match. So 2 + 3 = 5. 5/6. Then Slice slid a trickier pair across the table toward him. 1/2 of a bar and 1/3 of a bar. "And these?" Gather did not shake his basket. He stopped completely. He set the 2 pieces down side by side on the table and studied them with real care. The half was large. The third was distinctly smaller. They did not match, and he could see it. "I can't add these yet," he said. "Not honestly, anyway. The pieces are different sizes, and if I just declared 2 pieces, I'd be telling a lie about how much there really is. First, I have to make them the same. I'd cut both of them into sixths. The half becomes 3/6. The third becomes 2/6. Now they match. Now I'm allowed to gather them. 5/6. Slice nodded,
slowly and with evident approval. "Most people shake the basket first and do their thinking afterward, if they bother at all," he said. "You thought first. You may stay."
In his corner of the academy, surrounded on all sides by baskets, Gather met a thoroughly frustrated otter named Wren, who dropped into a chair as though the chair had wronged her. "I hate adding fractions," Wren announced. "I did 1/4 + 1/2, and I got 2/6, and my teacher said it was wrong. But I added the tops together and the bottoms together, which is exactly what you do with ordinary numbers, so how can it possibly be wrong?"
"Ah," Gather said, gently, "that's the trap, and it's a clever one. It feels completely reasonable right up until it isn't. Let's gather them for real and watch what happens." He took out a 1/4 piece and a 1/2 piece and set them both in his basket. "Look at them. They don't match. The half is plainly bigger. If we just smush the numbers together on paper, the basket has no idea what size the pieces actually are." Then he took up the 1/2 piece and showed Wren patiently how it could be cut into 2 equal 1/4. "Watch closely. 1/2 is the very same amount as 2/4. Now both of our pieces are 1/4. They match." He dropped them in together. 1/4 + 2/4. 3 pieces, every one of them a 1/4. 3/4. Wren stared at the basket. "So the bottom number just stays the same once they match?" "The bottom number tells you the size of the pieces," Gather said. "Once the sizes match, you stop touching the bottom entirely. You only gather up the tops. How many pieces you've got? 3/4. Wren let out a startled laugh. "I was adding the sizes together. That's like saying 2 baskets + 2 baskets = 4 basket baskets, which is nonsense." "Exactly so," Gather grinned. "Keep the size, gather the count. That's the whole job."
At the end of the day, when the academy had emptied out and gone still, Gather sat down with his basket and tidies his pieces, sorting them by size, the way some people fold laundry, for the simple, settling pleasure of it. He thought, as he often did at this hour, about that long-ago afternoon at the button stall, his ears burning, 6 pieces of nothing in particular sitting useless on the counter, the tailor watching him patiently. He hadn't been bad at adding, not really. He had simply been skipping the quiet first step, the one where you make certain the pieces match before you let yourself trust the total. Wren poked her head back round the doorframe on her way out. "Gather, what if I forget to check whether the pieces match?" Gather patted the side of his basket fondly. "Then the basket itself will tell you," he said. "If the answer comes out feeling too big or too small, if somehow a 1/4 + 1/2 lands smaller than the 1/2 you started with, then stop right there. Look hard at the pieces. They almost certainly don't match yet. Make them match, and only then gather." Wren nodded and headed out into the cool of the evening, already cutting 1/2s into 1/4s in her head as she walked, just for the small satisfaction of feeling them line up.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gather. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.